disoriented. When I was 7 years old, I was taken away from my mom. I was repeatedly moving from home to home until a stable foster home with a caring family was finally found for me. As a foster child, it's hard because some people don't give children a chance. As a teenager, it can be especially hard to find a foster home because adults sometimes think the worst of teens and won't give us a chance. For adults, it can be scary too because the foster parents don't know anything about the foster child or what they're capable of. I am 15 years old now, and my journey as a foster child has been rough. Sometimes it's annoying to have so many people on your back, but you have to think about how they're helping you in a good way. I'm happy that I have people who care about me and want me to do better. Now I know I'm going to get through this. When I lived in the shelter, it wasn't all that great because I didn't know anybody there. I was about 5 or 6 years old and didn't really know what was going on. My brother and I both lived there with our mother. When we were not in the shelter, we were moving from house to house. I recently recorded a podcast episode for Love Girls magazine with a girl who lived in Memphis, Tennessee. We had a lot of things in common, and it was cool that we connected on a good level. For example, she lives in a shelter, and when I was younger, living with my mom, we lived in the shelter too. She also talked about how she wants to be a photographer when she graduates from high school. I'm also learning how to take professional photos. I think that's a great goal for a person who lives in a shelter. As we discussed her situation, it made me feel like I'm not alone. Sometimes I think about my own situation and how it could have gone better. But I always tell myself things happen for a reason and that I should just make the best of it. However, I still struggle with thoughts of leaving my story in the past, embracing it, or just letting it define who I am as a person. And I also realize I still have some habits that I need to let go of so that I can grow up to be a better human being. I'm happy that I met somebody who went through the same situation that I did, and I appreciate the advice she shared during our conversation. Even when you're in a bad situation, don't let that define who you are. Some days I think about other children having a better life than me, and it makes me feel sad that I don't have what most children have. Other days I think about how I could be in a worse situation or how I could be out on the street not knowing what to do. Even though life is hard sometimes, I have good times too. On October 19th, I celebrate my 16th birthday. I'm excited about it because now I'm old enough to get a job and my driver's license. Taking a driver's education class now, and it's going good because I already have my permit. In April, I plan to get my license and work to buy a car. When I grow up, I want to go to college and show everybody who doubted me that I can do good things even though I had a rough life. It has made me realize that I'm strong and that I can do anything I set my mind to. Even when you're in a bad situation, don't let that define who you are.
Love Girls, the podcast, is all about storytelling and empowerment.
Our mission is to amplify the voices of women and girls and talk about the things that matter to them most.
Love speaks to the support we give each other as we search for our own path to success.
Lead, overcome, value, empower.
That's love.
Because every girl has a story.
And our stories matter.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Love Girls, the podcast. I am a volunteer and mentor with Love Girls magazine. I'm happy today to welcome students from Rock Island High School from our school-based mentoring program. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
My name is Ileana. I am 15 years old.
I am Kira and I'm 15 years old.
My name is Carly and I am 14 years old.
Hi, my name is Dariana, and this was my story.
Okay, so at Love Girls Magazine, our motto is because every girl has a story. And so we give girls a chance to do that. I want the girls here today who've had a chance to share their story to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to start with Carly. Carly has been with us for a few years. How old were you, Carly, when you first connected with Love Girls magazine?
So I was around like 12 years old.
Okay. And so I know that last year you got a chance to share your story at the Love Awards. Tell us just a little bit about your story and what it was like to share that with people.
Well, my story was mainly on about how COVID affected my mindset and how I socialized with others. I was really quiet and like really insecure about how I felt to the point where I'd like cry if I had to talk to people. Or like that really deep, annoying gut feeling.
And here you are on a podcast.
Good for you. Yeah, definitely had a bunch of improvements, talked in front of people. In front of large crowds, danced in front of large crowds. You know, it's kind of nicer to get off your chest about your story when you have to tell it to a crowd of 200 people.
Yeah, and actually, I want to say it was a crowd of about 350. What was the response like from the audience?
Clapping.
How did that make you feel?
It was pretty good. I know my aunt who went there, she like loved the entire thing. Cheering and dancing, like, at the very end.
Wonderful. So now I'm going to let Ileana speak. And don't let her soft voice fool you. She is a powerful young woman. So tell us just a little bit about your story.
My story was basically about my journey through cancer since I was a little girl. Talking about my story in front of all those people kind of, I do it a lot because it helps me help other kids that went or are going through that same situation, explain to them that it's something in life that you probably won't get over, but you always have to look at the bright side and know that I like can connect or they can connect with me and know how it feels to go through that situation in life, which is really rough. It was just hard because it was me, my mom, my brother, and my dad. And my brother, around that time that I got really sick, he was just born and he was a premature baby. So it was hard for me and my mom and my parents because my mom had one kid in the other hospital and the other one was somewhere else in another hospital. So that's something me and my family, I believe, really, truly, like, overcame, and I don't know, just talking in front of all those people helped me, because I love sharing my story out to people and saying how I overcome my story.
What kind of cancer did you have, and how are you doing now?
I had NKT cell lymphoma, which is mainly found in adult male. I was the first little girl that it was actually found in, so it was, like, a really high risk for me. And right now, I'm in a pretty good place. I'm actually in remission. I've been in remission for quite a while, so I overcame having cancer, so I'm cancer-free right now.
We're happy about that, and we're grateful to have you as a part of a team. Also here today, we have one of our newest members from Rock Island High School, and I just wanted her to say a little bit about herself and also, you know, why you're interested in Love Girls magazine.
I've been through many things, like different states. I've actually done something like this in Colorado.
Okay. So when you think about joining a club like Love Girls magazine, what are you wanting to get out of that? What are some things that you're hoping to do?
When Ileana told me about this, she said that she's been doing it for a little while. She explained it to me a little bit, and I said that I wanted to, like, help overcome my fears of public speaking and all that, because she said that's kind of what it's about, and I said I would try it out. I really like it now, so.
Good. And I agree, Ileana. It's about finding confidence to be who you are and having support to do that. So before we wrap up today, I want to give Dariana a chance to talk about what it's been like for her to share her story and anything that you want to tell the girls about Love Girls magazine.
it feels good because I just keep everything inside. And if I keep everything inside, it's just, it makes things worse. So I actually feel good about telling my story. And I just really hope that everybody else can, because it can actually make you, like, not be lonely or feel lonely, or you can meet somebody who is in the same situation that you are or was in. All I gotta say for Love Girls who wants to join, it's actually a very good program. When I first started, like, when I heard about it, I was like, I'm not really sure. But when I started doing podcasts and when I started talking to other, like, people about it and, like, experiencing it, it's actually a very, very helpful program for me.
Okay, and we're grateful for WVIK sharing their space, time, and employees with us to allow girls to use this part of media. You know, podcasting is useful for a lot of people, doctors, teachers. It's a way to gather your audience. And so if you're listening today and you're interested in Love Girls Magazine, you can find us at lovegirlsmagazine.com. Thank you for joining us today.